Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The Sunday Times has done a big revelation on the funding of private schools around the country, and they've broken down the top 10 of those schools. Now, again, what gets funded? In some instances, it is capital investments, so things that they can use for building. They also get funding in some instances for ICT, so for information and communications technology grants per school that allows them to invest in hardware and software. And, of course, the big one, the teacher's salaries paid at a pupil-teacher ratio of, I think, 23 to 1. So the top 10 most expensive schools, to give you a few of them, St. Columba's College, €11,000 in fees per year, and it received €1.8 million worth of state funding in 2024. Glenstall Abbey, of course, day boarding, €14,600 a year, and it received €1.4 million in state funding. Alexandra College, €8,700 a year, and it received €2.5 million in state funding. Some of them don't have the allocations of state funding available, and it is among those that you get the really big numbers in the international schools. The SEK International School Dublin, €17,600 a year for fees, and the Nord Anglia International School, €24,464 if you want to send a child there. We're joined by Darren O'Rourke from Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin have been calling for the phasing out of state funding for private schools. Darren, the argument that the private schools always make in respect of this is that teachers would have to be paid anyway, whether they be in the public system or they be in the private system, and by virtue of fee-paying money covering so much of the other expenses in the school, it's actually cheaper to do it this way than to make them international schools.
Well, I don't accept that, Anton, and I think there's some fundamental principles at play here, and principally the one for us in Sinn Féin is that we don't believe that ordinary taxpayers should be subsidising an education system that they are, in effect, excluded from based on not having the ability to pay the exorbitant fees, and you've outlined some of them. They are just absolutely eye-watering. I think, you know, and I look at it from the perspective of someone, say, for example, in Killinarden this morning, who is working hard from one end of the week to the other and subsidising private fee-paying schools, whilst at the same time their local school is saying that they are at risk of closure due to massive underfunding. If you look at it from that perspective, or the perspective from parents right across the state who are struggling to find a special school or a special class place for their child who've been excluded from the system. If you look at it from the perspective of, you know, the lack of funding for capitation fees, for education and welfare, for our DESH system, before we talk about the DESH Plus system. So there's a huge amount of opportunity cost in this, I would say, Anton.
So let me just check then, Darren. Is your objective that these private schools would be entirely 100% private? In other words, they would have their own teachers on their own payroll, paid for by themselves?
So if we were to have a private system, that is what we would envisage it as. We would, in Sinn Féin, propose to phase out the support, the funding, the subsidising of the private system from the public sector over a term of government. We would have to look at the detail about how we would do that. But ultimately, before we got to that point, parents would have a choice, because we could also envisage a scenario where if it is the case that these private schools believe that their public funding is essential to sustain them, they could come into the public system and they could be publicly funded, but they would need not to have fees for students going to those schools.
Now, what happens in that instance, Darren? Let's say, I mean, back of an envelope calculations, but let's say you have a couple of dozen teachers in each one of these schools. You have maybe 15 or 20 private schools around the country, a couple of hundred teachers therefore in total. If you change the system so that they pay those teachers privately, they can pay them at a premium. And what they end up doing is cherry picking the cream of the teachers from around the rest of the country and removing them entirely from the public system.
But we also, our understanding is that there is significant additional funding available to private schools to do just that type of thing and to provide ancillary, whether it's investment in capital, whether it's investment in additional teaching staff, whether it's investment in additional special support. So that advantage is already there. And that's the crux of our argument in relation to this, Anton, is that this cannot be a system entirely built on advantage that is subsidised by ordinary taxpayers who are funding a public, state-provided public education system that is underfunded and chronically underfunded and that is creaking in many areas, including in terms of the recruitment and retention of teachers.
But sorry to cut across you, Darren, but that then brings you back to the contention that if you do what you intend to do, you actually increase the cost on those taxpayers. If we have a school that is currently a private school, we take it within the public system. Now the public purse has to cough up for everything that that school does, for its facilities, to replace the millions it gets in fees. That increases the cost on the average taxpayer, doesn't it?
So, I hear that point. My expectation is that in very many of these cases, and it's the experience elsewhere, that private schools still exist and do continue to exist, and increase fees maybe to deal with the state subsidy that is no longer there. But our contention is that we shouldn't be subsidising the provision of teachers and other services in private schools. That funding should be redirected into the public system that, you know, so desperately needs it. And we can look at so many areas, for example, special education needs, educational disadvantage, therapies at schools, mental health and welfare at schools.
We've been talking a lot, Darren, about the issue of teacher salaries. What about things like the capital grants? Because the Sunday Times has a breakdown saying that Castleknock College in West Dublin received €618,000 in capital payments. Rockwell College, a boarding school in Cashel, received €305,000. Stratford College in Rathgar, €92,000. So the college in these questions, in these instances, have declined to explain to the newspaper what it is that this money was used for. But this isn't teacher payments. This is capacity to either build or renew classrooms or something along those lines. Should that be allowed?
No, and I don't believe it should. And again, you know, we need a further investigation and deeper understanding of exactly the flow of state funding into private schools. But we also, I made that point in terms of this is about advantage. You know, we know, and I could draw that comparison between those really well-resourced private schools. We have access to expertise in terms of accessing funding and competitive funding, for example, compared to local schools, for example, in Killinarden and elsewhere across the country, who are really struggling to make ends meet. And it's huge competitive advantage where competition matters. And at a time, and you can draw, you know, I've pointed to a number of areas. I'll point to another one where we're undergoing senior cycle reform, the change in the approach to the Leaving Cert, for example, continuous assessment. And very many of our state-funded schools don't have access to lab space, don't have access to IT facilities, don't have access to additional resources that every single one of the private schools have ample access to. And that's in new senior cycle reform, is further advantage upon advantage, and we don't believe.
Well, on that topic, Dan, what do you do in relation to the innate advantage that isn't as easy to point to as fee paying? Because fee paying, at least you can say there, excuse me, they're the schools that pay fees, therefore we want to take action against them. But if you have enough money to move into a geographical area where the catchment is rich, if you can move into certain parts of Dublin 4 or certain parts of Dublin 2 or certain parts of Dublin 3, you effectively have, by geography, private schooling. You have a cohort of people who live around the school who are able to afford massive voluntary subventions. They're able to put their hands in their pockets for additional capital grants. They have the equivalent of private schooling, but they have it at no fees on the public purse. How do you deal with that inequality?
No, no, and that is a fair point, and we can also say, and I think it is important to note that we have non-feeing state-funded schools that are delivering excellent results across the board. But I take your point in terms of the geographical advantage in some areas. That is the essence of good policy and followed by action in relation to tackling educational disadvantage, and we do that through the DESH scheme. We do it through the DESH Plus scheme. The minister has indicated an intention to roll out a DESH Plus scheme, but she hasn't given specifics in relation to it. We do it in terms of not just sentiment or positive words, but actually following through in terms of resourcing our DESH schools, for example, ensuring that they have the resources that they need in terms of therapies, in terms of trauma-informed practices. Very many of our DESH schools don't have that. They aren't resourced. And we do, you know, the argument in terms of equalisation, and we have the expansion of the free book scheme, for example, the hot school meal programme.
Okay. Let me bring you two texts, Darren, just because they go to some of the, I think, the crux of the reaction that we're getting. So let me give you two that are representative. People are not against private schools. Some just can't afford to send their kids there. That is not a reason to abolish them. If they could afford it, everyone would send their kids to private school. Another text. The state has an obligation to provide for education, and they do so through the capitation grant. In addition, any organisation is entitled to apply for state funding, which is then provided should they qualify. Outside of that, I am perfectly happy to pay my after-tax income towards furthering the education of my children, and that and what you and others have an ideological problem with is their problem and not mine. So in that instance, capitation grant is a right for everybody, and if somebody wants to top it up with private education, why shouldn't they?
The argument, Anton, is that people are specifically excluded from these schools based on an inability to pay. And our argument within Sinn Féin is that that fact alone means that the state should not be, and ordinary taxpayers who in their own school, and maybe don't, you know, are working just as hard as those people that have significant wealth, those ordinary taxpayers shouldn't be subsidising what is essentially an exclusive private school. And
okay.
You know, that's the fundamental issue for us in Sinn Féin. Okay. We do need to ensure educational equality, and you know, by reducing and removing the funding from, you know, specifically advantaged schools that are privately funded, that's one way to do it.
Darren, thank you very much. That is Darren O'Rourke, TD Sinn Féin spokesperson on education and youth.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.